Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
Every living thing, 2 of every sort shall be brought into the ark, male and female.
4.
Save them from the coming 3. Armageddon. All the wild 2. Beasts shall be in your keeping.
1.
2 of every species from the beginning of time.
your hand, met the universe and everything within.
Your touch gives us life and more.
there are few. You sit down, ask you to do something for me. Maybe you are not too used to it, but as a young preacher a few years ago, I read, "A merry heart worketh like medicine." May I ask you to laugh for somebody to receive a blessing? Laugh for somebody. Just laugh. Let it come from your heart. Hallelujah. Just laugh. Laugh. Hallelujah, laugh. Then give Jesus a hand. Amen. 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 Stretch your hand this way. Dr. Benny, come here. Dr. Isaiah, come here. Dr. Bolden, come here. And I want all you ministers at the stage here with us to come with me. I do not take this life lightly. This gift God has given to us as a gift to our generation needs your daily prayers.
Thank you, Lord.
The reason I believe God is using Benny Hinn the way he's doing is that he hasn't allowed pride to take over his life. He cares for the sheep and he cares for world evangelization. Will you stretch your hand towards me?
Thank you, Jesus.
As we pray for this gift.
Thank you, Jesus.
Only you can lift. Only you can lift.
Thank you, Jesus.
Only you lift at your own chosen time. You lifted this one for us. You gave him to your church on earth to lift your name, to bless the poor, to raise the downtrodden, to heal the sick. Now we surround him with a power from on high. He will be far from the bullets of the enemy.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
From the arrows of the wicked.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We seal him in your pavilion.
Yes, Lord.
And refuse to give this one to the enemy.
In Jesus' name.
He has been yours. He is yours. And forever he shall be yours.
My Lord, amen.
So be it and so shall it be. We put him in your vault that has no spare key.
Yes, Jesus.
And no enemy shall get there.
In Jesus' name.
So be it. So be it.
Amen.
So be it. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hand together for Jesus. Thank you. Be seated. Because you are in a Bible-believing church, and because you are in a miracle practicing church, you are in a church where God is not the God that used to be. I hope you are hearing me. You are in a church tonight where God is not the God that used to be. He's the God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Few places on earth I get to and God gives me revelation and anointing. I said so not too long ago in Miami that there are few pulpits when you stand the Lord can tell you I'm with you there. You don't preach to please man. You preach God Christ. For the years, God has given me opportunity to come here through his servant here, whom we have known for years. Whenever I stand here, God gives me unusual message. Tonight, I do not want to preach what Benihim preaches, what someone else preaches. I want to preach what God has given me for you as his own child. Don't come to this church and miss your timing. Are you hearing me? What you saw in Arkansas, you see it here. But don't be a spectator. Be a participator. I told Dr. Benihim when this girl was singing on the film we watched, God took her from victim to victor. Do you look at the lives of the people that are her parents? That there's no reason for those people to be her parents. But when God gives you a destiny, no man can utter it. That girl will do what God has said she will do. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Because we live in a world of daily trials, temptations, and frequent bullets, I have to daily be on my knees to ask God how to live, how to overcome. Because the worst thing about life, or the most exciting thing about life, if not the worst, is that life is a daily thing. When you are in pain, you wish you die. When you need death, it doesn't come. It's when you don't want to die, you die. When you have joy, you don't want it to end. And as soon as you say, oh, this joy, I don't want it to end, then it stops. And because of that, this book called the Bible should become your friend in season and out of season. May I hear you say amen? I preached a message not too long ago on how when you are confronted with war, you didn't invite to come to you. And you have problems, you don't know the answer. And the battle is too strong for you to fight. That God can become the fighter of your battle. Did you hear what I'm saying? So tonight, I want to preach from two scriptures that has helped me in these many years to live in a continent that was full of witches and wizards, demons and power of oppression, but God, to his infinite mercy, has given me victory every day in 54 years. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Second Thessalonians chapter 3. In verse 1, Paul said, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord Say that with me, everybody. I didn't hear you. Remember, you are a miracle center. Say it loud. Say it louder. From the pit of your stomach. It's faithful. Now read it together like that. For the Lord is faithful. Who shall establish you? Read it. And keep you from evil. The Lord shall establish you and keep you from evil. Tell your neighbor, the Lord shall establish you and keep you from evil. Say it louder. The Lord shall establish you and keep you from evil. I watched the bullet that killed JFK in Dallas and the mystery of up till date how the actual story is yet unknown. With all this sophisticated equipment of the FBI and all man-made bulletproof cars that exist in leadership, and saw how death snatched that man in the twinkle of an eye, I began to think that safety is not in any man's hand except in God's hand. Now, the Bible did not say the Lord shall protect you from the snares of the enemy in this chapter. It says so in many chapters. In many verses of the Bible, God tells you he will protect you from folly. He will keep you from folly. But here, Benny, he said the Lord shall by himself keep you from evil. To be healed is good. To be delivered is good. But when God keep you from sickness is better. To rise and walk is a miracle. To be blind and see is a miracle. But not to have a broken leg is a better miracle. Not to ever be blind before you see is a better miracle. When I read this, and he said, God shall keep you from evil. God shall keep you from evil. I told God, don't heal me. Help me not to be sick. Because of what God told me, that your life is now hidden in a deep vault, I will now be praying thanksgiving prayer before you come back. I will stop praying anxiety prayers. I said, why did you say so? He said, God told me, the safe he has put you, he has not given the spare key to anyone else. If you hear me, let me hear you say hallelujah. That is the prayer I have for you tonight. Now the Lord who gave me that covenant will put you in a very deep safe and refuse to give the spare key to the enemy to reach your life. Somebody say hallelujah. I read that and I came to verse 16. Get your Bible, Dr. Benihin. If I can preach to you alone, I'm okay. I've done my job. And verse 16 says, now, the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Somebody say, plus me. Amen. Amen. The Lord himself. The Lord of peace himself. God who do not borrow peace himself. God who does not borrow or loan peace himself. Give you peace always by all means. Listen to that. He himself always by all means give you peace. Whatever it will cost God to let you have peace always by all means, he will give it to you. Somebody hearing what I'm saying? Somebody may look like you. You may look like someone, but there are no two of you. And those of you God gave assignment like me. I'm on assignment. I didn't come to this world by accident. If I came by accident, I would have died when I was thrown to garbage heap 54 years ago. But God knew why he sent me here. And he said, the Lord of peace himself shall give you peace himself. That's the word I want you to take note of. The Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. And I said, God, what do you mean by this? And he says, turn to the book of Matthew chapter 2. Place your hand on the word, he himself, by all means, always. You can have peace when the choir sing. You can have peace when I preach or when you hear any preacher. But when God gives you rivers of peace, you don't need to hear. If you want joy, you can jump for it. If you want peace, you may dance for it. If you want joy, you may run for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Now, if joy become if, then it will wait for if. That's a bad English, you didn't hear it. If joy become if, you want it jump, then you jump before you get it. That's jumping joy. But in peace from God, Samahakoko. The wonder, listen, the God of peace, hear that, say that. Himself. Let's try it again. The God of peace himself. Give you peace. Always. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The God of peace himself. Give you peace himself. Always by himself. By all means, by himself. Whatever it will cost God for you to have peace always. Hebrew, Greek. Whatever price God is going to pay, always. For you to have peace, always, to let you have it, to enable you do what you are called to do, by all means, he will pay that price without telling you. You will soon hear what I'm saying. If God says, go to Israel to preach, and the Arab nations announce war, they will keep that war till the day you finish your preaching. So you can have peace by all means. By God who owns peace. Now, in United Nations, they are trying to get peace around the world. But the covenant you are getting from God today is that you will have peace by all means. By the God of peace himself. That is different from documented peace. That is different from ceasefire. He's talking of the peace owned by the author of peace becoming your portion. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's turn to the book of Matthew so you can know what I'm saying. Jesus was sent by God to redeem the world. Jesus was sent by God to save the universe. But there was a man called Herod who lived when Jesus was born. And Herod said, Christ will not live to do what God sent him. And God said, Jesus will have peace by all means through me. But Herod said, no, you can't have it. Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. Verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him. search, find him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Are you listening to me? Verse 13, Ben-Hin. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Look at me, everybody. God said, I, God, am going to hide God, my son. Brother, when God begins to hide God, I know the amen you are saying tonight. Or you are going to say a different amen very soon. Herod said to himself, I am going to destroy that child so that what God said he's going to do, he wouldn't do it. But God had a better plan. He came to Joseph by dream and said, Joseph, wake up. Take your wife. Take your child, flee. How can God Almighty tell Joseph to flee with God the Son? When God wake you up and say, run, don't speak in tongues. I know I'm preaching a strange message to you tonight. Don't say, Mahako Mohepo Soyodo. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It's true. The one who told you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper is the one that asked you to flee. And obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't look for extra security staff. Everything that God has given you, hear this, the devil is interested. Whether it's a gift, talent, a blessing, or any good thing that can help you to help your generation, the devil is interested. And he will want to destroy you. But God said to Joseph, don't wait and report to the police. Herod is in charge of the police department. Don't wait and tell FBI. He and they are one. Flee with the child and go to Egypt till I bring you words. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Why would God ask Joseph when God is almighty? He is almighty. He is all wise. He is all strong. He is all powerful. Why would he say, flee, when he can send umbrella and put over his head? Why will he say, flee? Hear me. Why will God say, flee, when he can blind Herod not to see the baby? Why will he say, flee, when he can bring 2 million angels to protect the baby? He said, Herod wants to destroy my son. But his life is too early to fight back. Run away with him, because I want to do something that the whole world will know I am God. Raise your right hand and say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Flee! Flee! How many of you know God is powerful? How many of you know God is strong? How many of you know God is almighty? Well, Sister Susan, when God asks you to flee, don't start 7 days prayer and fasting. No idea of man can improve on God's instruction. May I repeat? Whatever good God has done, you can make it better. Can I repeat that? What God is not able to protect, no man can protect it. He's higher than the highest. He's wider than the widest. He's deeper than the deepest. He's bigger than the biggest. And here is God saying, run. Get up, brother. Run. 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 Come back. Stay there. Does that mean that God have no enough power to keep him? Answer, no. Why will he ask Joseph to flee when he's supreme God? Now let me show you how to win war without you fighting. Did you hear what I'm saying? Benny, I never come to this pulpit. For the last many years I have been coming without God giving me a special message. When God said flee with Joseph, Joseph flee with Mary and flee with Jesus, it was not because... Did I ask you to come? Stay in Egypt! You are his wife. Follow your husband. Run to Egypt. Come on, son. Follow them as Jesus. Baby, follow your parents. Watch me. The Bible says, stay till I bring you words. This is a message that will help you and I till Jesus come back to do what we are called to do. I repeat, no man is wise enough to improve on God. He's author and finisher. He's beginning and ending. Stay in Egypt till I send you words. Man sometimes is impatient, but God is the God of peace, and He will give you peace by all means. Even if He choose to send you to Egypt that you may have peace, by all means, always, always, by all means, always, by all means, whatever price God will pay to let you have peace, He will pay it without asking for your assistance, but He asks for your obedience. Listen to verse 14. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. Joseph did not wait till daybreak, and no man dreams in daytime unless he sleeps. That night when the angel said, "Move, go to Egypt," Joseph said to Mary, "Pack your things. We are on our way to Egypt according to the word of the Lord." Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stay in Egypt. Verse 15. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then he can preach that better because he's from that part. Why would God send Christ to danger zone to preserve him? Pharaoh was going to kill Moses in Egypt. But when Jesus was born, God sent Jesus to Pharaoh's territory, and Pharaoh didn't know. God will give you peace by all means, always. Now listen, I cut it short so they can come back from Egypt. Verse 19. Read loud with me, everybody. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life." Stand up and shout big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say stand up and shout big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Raise your right hand and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remain standing. Begin to come from Egypt. Don't flee now. Don't run. Rise and come. Rise and come. Rise and come. Come, come, come. Are your ears open, everybody? Between the time God asked Joseph to take the young child and go to Egypt and stay till he brings them word, God, who promised to give you peace by all means, always, by himself, killed Herod so that Jesus would not be charged for murder. He was taken as a young child. He was brought back as a young child. But God said, go. When you leave Israel to go to Egypt, I will kill Herod. When his funeral service is over, I bring you back. For dead that sought the young child's life are dead. Everyone who sought your death, you will not be at home when they die. That's a covenant for you today. When the war is bigger than what you can win by sword and bow and arrow and gun and machete, God will take you away so he can fight your battle. So when your enemy die, no police will charge you for manslaughter or murder. Try to defend yourself. When the enemy is holding bullets and bow and arrow, before you speak in tongue, ask God, what did you say? And when he said, go to Tampa, stay there and rest. Don't come home till I ask you to return. In the Bible, the elects didn't have sword and machetes. They had God. And any man who wants to live long in the ministry should not buy too much weapons of the flesh. He should hear from God. Did you hear what I'm saying? Flee to Egypt. Stay there. Come back to Israel. For they that sought the young child's life are dead. Who killed him? God who told you to go. Kill him before you came back.